Mike Oresco.
Morning, everyone, and thank you for that extraordinarily kind introduction. We're obviously delighted to have you hosting our football media day. And as Vern said, we've been friends for many years, our wives as well. And we all know that Vern is a national treasure. His iconic calls in a variety of sports will live forever in the sports pantheon. And as well as being one of the greatest announcers and a Hall of Fame announcer, he's an incredibly warm and gracious human being, and I think you see that when you see him speak. But the Vern you've seen on the air for many years is the Vern you'll always see in person. We welcome him, we're delighted to have him and his lovely wife, Nancy. We look forward to the sessions with Vern and our coaches and players that will follow my address. But before I get into my speech, I'd like to bring Vern back for a quick second, because we're so pleased to have him, we wanted to show a token of our appreciation. A couple of items. One, when our conference was founded 5 years ago, we developed an A, the American. It's something that we'd like to present to Vern today. We also have a special gift. It's going to stay on the stage. It's a P6 helmet. You all know our Power 6 campaign. And we've had all our coaches sign this for Vern. This will go in his study. And Vern's study is, I've been there, it's like a museum. That's an astonishing career. I do want it back, so I want it on the stage.
Oh, okay.
We'll give it to you afterwards. Also, yesterday was Vern's birthday. Mm-hmm. We have a little cupcake. I would like to thank Napa Auto Parts, which is sponsoring our media days, and its Connecticut president and general manager, Jeff Watson, and his team. We're grateful for and delighted with their support of our conference and of college football. I want to recognize a giant of the game who passed away earlier this year. The great Wayne Harden, coach at both Navy and Temple, was extremely successful at both places. Coach Roger Staubach at Navy and Steve Joachim and Joe Klecko at Temple. We were privileged to have Wayne conduct a coin toss at our football championship game last year between, quite fittingly, Navy and Temple. I'd like to take a moment to recognize some important individuals in our conference, as I do each year. Renu Couture, who ably chairs our conference's board of directors, has led the University of Houston to new heights. David Rudd, our vice chair, has done a great job at the University of Memphis. And kudos to our outgoing chair, Susan Herbst of UConn, who did a terrific job leading this conference and will continue her work as our conference's member of the NCAA board of directors. She replaces John Hitt of UCF in that role, and John did a wonderful job representing us in Indianapolis over his four-year term. I would be remiss in also not recognizing Gerald Turner, the president of SMU, who represents our conference on the College Football Playoff Board of Managers, and who was our past chair, was instrumental in building the foundation of this conference. Mark Harlan of USF serves as our athletic director chair, and Mark is one of the finest young athletic directors in the country. He has big shoes to fill as East Carolina's Jeff Comfort did a fine job as our chair, providing inspired leadership for our league and wise counsel for me, and no doubt Mark will do the same. Tom Bowen of Memphis serves as our AD vice chair, has already served the conference in many roles over the years, including as our athletic director representative to the college football playoff. Tom is doing a remarkable job building Memphis into a powerhouse in all sports. Our presidents, athletic directors, senior women administrators, and faculty athletic representatives are the best in the business. And without their vision and commitment, this conference would not be where it is, could not have achieved so much success so soon. I enjoy working with them, look forward to many productive years ahead. I want to thank my outstanding staff, led by Donna DeMarco, whom I recently named our chief operating officer, Scott Draper and Michael Costa, for all their hard and intelligent work in football. Special thanks to Bernie Caffarelli, Chuck Sullivan, and Catherine Carmignani, and the entire communications and digital staff for organizing this terrific event. I want to thank Lisa Zanepia, who many of you know, also for doing all the really difficult logistics for this event. I'd like to congratulate Scott Strasmeyer and Stacy Machado from Navy, who were recognized by the Football Writers Association of America as one of the top media relations departments in the nation. Congratulations to them. A special welcome to Bill Hancock, who's done a phenomenal job with the college football playoff, making it a premier event instantly. We're pleased to partner with and support the CFP's Foundation's Extra Yard for Teachers initiative again this year. It's a worthy cause and has been championed by Bill in the college football playoff, and we're always delighted to have Bill with us. We appreciate the attendance each year of our guests from the college and media community. I wish I could name all of you, but obviously I must limit myself. We thank ESPN, our primary rights holder, for its great promotion and coverage of our league. The Thursday and Friday schedules especially provide us unprecedented exposure, as you all know. John Skipper and Bert Magnus have championed us in our P6 campaign. Pete Durzis, who oversees all of ESPN's college sports, is a huge supporter of our conference and an old personal friend. Our friends at CBS Sports and CBS Sports Network are here. Dan Weinberg has been a huge champion, he and his staff. We thank them as well for all they do, and we thank Sean McManus and David Burson for their strong support and their enthusiastic and outstanding coverage of the league. They provide additional exposure and platforms that permit us to build our brand. Our consultants at Wasserman, Dean Jordan, and Tag Garson are helping us frame our television and media strategy in an increasingly complex but promising media environment. I say promising because despite all you've read about the doom and gloom, the cord cutting, there are platforms that are exploding all over the place, and I think the media outlook is actually a lot brighter than people will give it credit for. IMG works closely with us to develop relationships for our league, which are true partnerships in building our brand. And we welcome IMG's president of college sports, Tim Fernetti, and also Josh Reese, who oversees our sponsorships. I'm again pleased to welcome our bowl and other media partners, partners who provide such strong support, and our friends in the media. You've treated us fairly. You've given us an opportunity to make our case, and I salute you for the great job you do. And it's a tough media environment these days. It's very tough with the print media struggling. You do a wonderful job under difficult circumstances. I also want to recognize Wright Waters of the Football Bowl Association, who has been instrumental in getting the bowl alignment right, and also making sure that the bowls are properly promoted. I hope all of you enjoyed the clam bake last night. Unquestionably, that's the highlight of our media days. I know today is anticlimactic after that. I believe we set another record for lobster tonnage consumed. I heard one player actually ate 10 lobsters, and one table consumed 10% of the entire lobster allotment. So that's quite an accomplishment. I think we have eyewitnesses, too, to that. Before talking about our conference's outstanding football, in which we all take such pride, I want to recognize the outgoing chair of the UConn Board of Trustees, Larry McHugh, who's done a great job for UConn in that role, but has also been a strong and early supporter of the American Athletic Conference. He holds a special place for me as he was my high school football coach many years ago. Quite a coincidence. It's a small world. As the coaches assembled here have done and are doing with their student athletes, Coach McHugh taught my teammates and me life lessons, including the value of hard work and dedication. You never forget your high school coach, you never forget your college coach, but you never forget what they taught you. As for the game itself, Coach McHugh always talked about the essence of football being blocking and tackling. He would say, gentlemen, it's a simple game, blocking and tackling. And as a quarterback, I was not immune from blocking and tackling drills, I can assure you. But his words remain true today, and the coaches who stress fundamentals remain the most successful. This is a critical period for the American Athletic Conference, and we approach it with optimism and confidence. The conference is clearly on the cusp of great things, accomplishing so much already in our relatively brief history. We issued recently a strategic plan that will guide our efforts to be and remain a Power Six conference, that will provide us with benchmarks to measure our progress, that sets forth our priorities and emphasizes student-athlete health and well-being, and providing them with educational and athletic opportunities at the highest levels. We recently added Wichita State University as a basketball and Olympic sports member, and we welcome them and Darren Boatwright, their athletic director, who was with us this week.